Denver Jayhawk here with Bradley McDougald, Kansas football signee as of National Signing Day. Bradley, you committed to Kansas a few weeks ago, reportedly, but then kept it a little under wraps. Stirred up some rumors, but you've put them to rest. Are you signing, in fact, with Kansas tomorrow?
Yes, sir. I have full intention to sign with Kansas Jayhawks as of tomorrow, February 4th, National Signing Day.
Good to hear. Early on, you were pretty set on the Big Ten, it sounded like. What was it about Kansas that convinced you to head outside the area?
I had a real nice visit. Coach Warner did a nice job coming in and showing me different things that Kansas does that I was very interested in, like the way they throw the ball and the different ways I'll be utilized once I hit the field, whenever that is. And he showed me the different graduating seniors at the wide receiver position and how I'll be able to come in and have the chance to play as a true freshman, just depending on how I do coming in.
Sure. Talk a little bit about how they do plan on using you. Obviously, you've talked to Coach Warner about offense, it sounds like. What kind of discussions or where do they plan on placing you in that offense?
The four wide receiver set, I'll be the inside slot receiver. And they'll be, of course, throwing the ball. Then they'll have some options out of it, motion to the backfield, to the option, or do a swing around the backfield. So just different things I could be doing out of the high-powered offense.
Cool. Now you played some running back in high school. You anticipate getting back there at all or running the ball or strictly slot receiver type?
Honestly, if Coach Mangino or Coach Warner wants to throw me in the backfield for a couple plays, I have no problem with that. I'll play anywhere they want me to. Special teams, you name it.
Great. Obviously, you, Coach Warner, recruited you. How'd that relationship factor into your decision?
My Coach Warner recruited me did a lot because when you get a lot of these other schools recruiting you, they usually send a position coach, and it may not be your position coach. Well, since he was the offensive coordinator, I felt we built a good relationship since he's been recruiting me for so long. And when he said he was going to do certain things, I believed him, and I still do. And he was just telling me the different things that he could do, and as him being the offensive coordinator, it's a little more reliable.
More convincing for you, I understand it. Who else recruited you? Who was really in the mix late in the process for you?
Colorado, Wisconsin, and Michigan State and Illinois were too.
Okay.
But not as much.
Fair enough. Josh Richardson went to your high school, correct?
Yes, sir.
You guys know each other, I assume?
Yeah, well, I actually lived with him for a little bit of my junior year.
Okay. How'd that relationship play a factor in your decision, and did he kind of help you along in the process or give you any insight into his time so far at Kansas?
Josh is a really good guy. He like a big brother. When I had a family situation, he talked to his parents, and I ended up staying with them for a couple months. So when he actually got the offer from Kansas and committed, that is when I met Coach Warner. And since then, we have built a relationship, but Josh didn't want to put any extra pressure on me because he knew how stressful the recruiting process was. So he knew I was my own man and was going to let me make my own decision. But when I came down to my visit, he showed me a good time, met me, showed me all the players and all the different things they do.
Good deal. You talked about seeing the field earlier. What kinds of things are you doing now to prepare yourself for arriving in Lawrence and trying to get on the field as a freshman?
Right now, I'm covering basketball season. We're doing really good. We are 14-1. We just had another victory tonight. We won by 16 points. But I'm just trying to stay athletic and stay healthy, stay in good shape. After basketball season, I'm going to be working out with a running back coach. He's he's like a personal trainer. He teaches health and personal physical fitness. So we're going to be working out and just pretty much staying in shape, keep getting bigger, faster, stronger, because there's a lot of guys, talented guys they're bringing in, so it's definitely going to be a hard work.
Fair enough. Last question for you. You're kind of one of the final pieces to this KU class, and it's being called by a lot of folks one of the best ones in a long time there. What are kind of your goals and expectations for the team and for yourself individually coming into this up and coming program?
Well, I've obviously looked at the recruiting class coming in. They definitely do have a lot of very, very talented guys coming in from across the country. So I just want to come in and play a big part out, come in ready to work in the summer. I'll probably be coming the day after my graduation. And so from there, I just want to come in, make a name for myself, as all the other freshmen do, and just try to see the field and help my team out as much as I can, as early as I can.
Good deal. Well, Bradley, I know there's going to be a lot of relieved Jayhawk fans out there when they finally hear the final word tomorrow from you. But appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to us, and wish you the best of luck at Kansas. Looking forward to seeing you in a Jayhawk uniform, and hopefully we can do this again sometimes. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Take care.